o'clock. Now, I'm joined in the studio by David Woods, who's the Chair of Trustees for the Hutton Community Centre. Very good morning.
Hello, Michelle.
Now, you've just taken over the Hutton Community Centre from the 1st of July.
That's absolutely right. We've taken it over from Brentwood Council.
Yep.
The council have been running it for a couple of years after the previous lease arrangement failed, really. They've been running it as well as they can, and they've been doing pretty well, actually. They've invested quite a lot of money in the centre, about £160,000. But it really does need a community group to make it work, and the council acknowledges that and has given us the brief to run it for the next 15 years.
So how does that work? How do you generate the income? Have you got lots of clubs there? Tell us about the actual facilities you've got there.
Well, the facilities are quite extensive, really. We've got a very large hall, you know, big enough to hold a grand ball in. We've got a couple of small halls, a potential cafe, and some meeting rooms. It's currently used by about 30 community groups, everything from chess to dance to mother and baby groups and so on. So it's really quite a mixed bag. The football club, Hutton Football Club, use it as well at the weekends for changing. Most of the money is raised through people paying for the hire. We've got ourselves floated by our partner organisations, which are all community-based, putting money in to float the new charity that's going to run it. And what we're hoping to do is to increase usage over the next few years, bring in new groups, new activities, expand existing ones, and to increase the revenue so that we can invest in the centre and make it even more attractive.
Yeah.
But there's also quite a lot of charitable things we'd like to do. Quite a few marginalised groups in that area of Hutton. We'd like to run a youth club, for example. We'd like to do more for older people who are stuck at home, who don't get out much, don't see people, Christmas dinners and things like that. You know. So there's a lot we want to do, and so we want to raise income so that we can afford to invest in that.
And just saying, if people were looking for a venue for, I don't know, for a wedding or for a party, do you have a bar there, or can people have a bar sort of there? Is that something you're working towards? Or
we're not going to have a licensed bar that's open in the general sense.
Yep.
But people are welcome to have a bar of their own at weddings, parties and so on. And in due course, when we get the cafe up and running properly, it may be possible for us to provide a licensed bar for private functions as well. But yes, we certainly intend to put that facility in, though we won't, as I say, be open to, you know, as a sort of general drinking establishment.
So with the cafe, are you looking for people to invest in it, or is that something that you guys are actually going to put together yourself?
Well, we're starting to put it together ourselves. We have a very active over 50s group at the centre, and they're going to run the cafe on a fairly low key basis for the first few months, just to test the market really amongst the existing users, and then we're going to do some work to establish whether we could develop that and invest in it a bit more so that we could do rather more sophisticated food. And you know, it might be possible to run a lunch club, it might be possible to do things during school holidays, you know, activities for children that involve having food at the centre. We want to explore a whole range of those things, but we're only 2 days in, so
2 days in, loads of ideas going through. What events have you got? Any sort of fundraising events coming up, or is things that you're planning on doing sort of later in the year to raise funds?
Well, as we're running into the summer holidays, it's not a particularly good time to stage major events. So, what we're planning to do is hold a sort of launch type open day, probably in September, at a date to be fixed, where we really want to get as many local clubs, organisations and individuals as possible to come in so that we can talk to them about what they would do, what they would like to do, what the potential is, what they think the centre is missing and that sort of thing. On fundraising, we really do need to get out there after grants from councils. I'm not sure about European grants now, but we need to look at some grant funding really for some of the major works that need doing to make the centre more usable.
And as you've got different areas, are there spaces that people could actually rent out on a permanent basis, like an office space, or whether somebody's looking for a little studio space? Is that a possibility as well?
That's certainly a possibility. We've recently had an approach about a room becoming an office space that wouldn't be required all the time. It would just be 2 or 3 days a week. And we're wondering whether we could convert that into an office space that could just be used used casually or regularly, but not a permanent site for an individual business.
Yep, so more of a serviced office that you can
Absolutely. Yes, exactly right, a serviced office. And we'd like to try and bring other agencies in as well, because some people find it difficult to get out to talk about benefits and health and so on. So we would like to... We'd like to bring other agencies in, and a flexible office space could help us do that.
Is there plenty of parking? Is there also, did you say there's grounds with this as well? Is there sort of a football pitch size or?
We've got, it's on Wash Road Recreation Ground.
Yeah.
So there are two football pitches and quite a lot of extra room there as well, and a children's play area. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of parking on site for centre users.
Yeah.
And it's quite easily accessible by public transport along Rayleigh Road, and just a sort of a 1 minute walk.
Yeah. It's all exciting, all steam. So you've only been in the job for 2 days.
Yes, we only took over on Friday, and there's a few things we're starting. You know, we want to change straight away, but we really do want to try and get this embedded in the community even more than it is already.
Yep.
As I say, there are a lot of community users, there's a lot of community interest, and we really are going to work very hard to make this success.